brought to you by Penguin. An African History of Africa, from the dawn of humanity to independence. Written and read by me, Zainab Badawi. For my mother, Asya Malik, and my late father, M.K. Badawi. Introduction. Everyone is originally from Africa, and this book is therefore for everyone. Africa is the birthplace of humankind itself, yet little of its ancient and modern history is widely known. It has an extraordinary past, engrossing narratives of warrior queens, kings, chiefs, priests and priestesses, of mighty civilizations blooming on the banks of rivers or in the shade of sacred mountains, of lavish buildings hewn out of rock, exquisite libraries bursting with discovery, bustling caravan routes and market squares thick with the voices of traders, travellers, farmers and entertainers. But for many, the history of Africa begins only a few centuries ago with the arrival of the Europeans. It's been dominated by the subjects of slavery, imperialism and colonialism, and written mostly by Western historians, missionaries and explorers. And while these are of critical importance, Africa's history is more than that. I wanted to write this book because it's the kind of work I wish I'd been able to find and read myself many years ago. As a person born under the African sun, I'd long been aware of the continent's rich history. But it was a fragmented knowledge, and I searched in vain for an accessible and relatively comprehensive history of Africa, highlighting key chapters in its story and told by Africans themselves. At last, I had the opportunity to embark on such a project myself, and it's one that's engaged me for the best part of a decade. Over a period of about 7 years, I visited more than 30 African countries and travelled across these nations in pursuit of a first-hand experience of Africa's history from the perspective of Africans. This book draws on my conversations and the interviews I conducted with dozens of people, ranging from academics to ordinary engaged citizens, who enlightened me about their culture, history, and the amazing sites I visited. Some of these were off the beaten track, such as the ancient ruins of Eritrea or Shingiti in Mauritania, while some were tricky or risky to get to, such as Timbuktu in Mali or the Hausa parts of northern Nigeria. I used just about every means of transport known to humankind, from modern sleek 4x4 vehicles to riding on camelback and donkey carts. I was awestruck by the beauty of the continent, the natural wonders such as the falls of the Zambezi River in Zimbabwe, or the vast territory of Katanga in the Congo, and the Virunga Mountains of Rwanda. I wish to introduce the history of Africa to all readers who want to dispel the myopia of a post-imperial education, and especially to young students with an African background seeking to learn more about their history. Most people would struggle to name an African king beyond Tutankhamun, and few of them would even be able to give the years of his reign. One former African president told me he was better able to list the names of English medieval kings than those in Africa. This is not an academic book, nor is it about contested history setting one narrative against another in a confrontational framework. Nor does it seek to make comparisons between civilizations. I aim to provide a counterbalance to the many negative perceptions of the continent and its people, improve our collective understanding of its history by ventilating African scholarship that has been occluded, and in this way reveal a different and more honest history of Africa. This book is an overview of the continent from the beginning of humanity to the modern era. It's by no means comprehensive, and there's plenty of history that I could not include. As much as possible, the focus is on pre-colonial history rather than on what occurred in the 20th century, since contemporary history and current events have received more attention and coverage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?